Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I am the host. I am the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the app. How many people are listening to this who are currently or have in the past dated somebody with kids? I'm sure everybody is raising their hand right now. You're thinking maybe, oh, these kids are driving me crazy. They hate me. They're mean to me. They're rude. They're fake. You know, I can tell that they're talking about me behind my back. I try to be so nice to them. I'm not trying to be their mother. And it just drives you crazy. I have so many friends who have been in this position. I myself experienced this in a few different relationships over the past 14 years that I've been divorced. And I have to say, dating someone with kids is not easy. I get it. But it doesn't have to be bad. And I'll tell you why. Because you have control over how you handle it and how you manage the situation. You have no control over the kids, but you certainly have control over yourself. So what I want to talk about today is how to cope with this. So I want to start out by saying that I think that in every relationship after divorce, when there's kids involved, there's all these different dynamics going on. So let's talk about this for a second. You've got the dynamic of you and the guy, okay? You're probably really happy with each other. You enjoy being together. I mean, why else are you dating? And you're having a great time, and you're like, wow, you know, I didn't think it was possible to find love after divorce, and I did, and this is great. So that's the first dynamic. Okay, then there is the dynamic of the guy and his kids. So maybe the kids are angry with their father for getting divorced. Maybe they are insecure and dependent on him because they're insecure about the divorce. Maybe they're protective of him because they don't want to see him get hurt, you know, and maybe it wasn't his decision to divorce. So that's another dynamic. Third dynamic is obviously the big one, the kids and you. So maybe your boyfriend introduced you too soon, or maybe so much time is going by. Like, I was in this one relationship where I didn't meet the kids for over a year, and it was driving me crazy. And then I ended up being great friends with them. They're adults now, and they're such wonderful kids. But it was hard at first. Maybe they see you as a threat because they're hoping secretly their parents are going to get back together and you're standing in the way. Or maybe they're feeling like if they're nice to you, they're being disloyal to their mother. So that's another dynamic. Okay, another one is, how about the ex-wife and the guy? So how is their relationship? Can they not stand each other? Is there a lot of anger and bitterness? Or are they both over the divorce and friendly? Is one of them over the divorce and one isn't? Is he afraid of her? Is she afraid of him? Does he not want to rock the boat, so he's keeping you a secret? So that's another dynamic. Then there's the ex-wife and you. So is she blatantly rude to you? Is she fake nice? Like, I know this woman who was dating this guy, and the ex-wife was really fake to her, and she thought everything was great. She thought they were friends. Found out several years later that the ex was still fooling around with the husband behind the girlfriend's back. So that could happen. Or is she genuinely okay? Is she over the divorce and looking forward to being friends with you for the benefit of the kids, taking the high road? So that's always good. And then the last dynamic is the ex-wife and the kids. How close are they? Are they like secretly, you know, making fun of you behind your back in sort of a catty, mean girl kind of way? Are the kids trying to sell you to their mom? Are they saying, so-and-so is such a nice person, mom, just give her a chance. Dad's really happy. You know, maybe they're saying that. So there's all these dynamics that have a huge impact on what happens when you're dating a single guy and what your relationship is going to be like. And a key thing, also a key factor, is timing. So if you're the first girlfriend, you have a tough road ahead of you. And that's not an easy thing. And it's very understandable. So this is not hard, but I think I have some advice that I think will help you. So first of all, my first piece of advice is try to remember that these are not your kids. Now, this might seem like an obvious point. Yeah, we know that. But in other words, don't feel like you have to try to be their mother. Just remember that they have a mom, or even if they don't, you know, maybe she is deceased or not in the picture or whatever. But just remember that they have a mom. And what you are to them, listen closely to this because this is important. You are a friend, a mentor, and another adult that they can lean on for support in life. That's it. That doesn't mean they can't absolutely adore you and you can be close to them and you can have all this fun with them and you can end up as a family. Great. But you are not and will never, ever be their biological mother. It's physically impossible. Next thing is consider, now this is a big consider, talking to the kids, telling them what I just said. I'm not trying to be your mother. I just want to be your friend, a mentor to you, and somebody that you can rely on if you need me. Tell them that you respect that they have a mother and that you're not trying to take her place. And that all you want is for them to feel like they can lean on you if they need you. Now, should you just have this talk with them, or should you consider asking your boyfriend if you should do it? I think it's better to ask, but I'll leave that up to you. All right, the third piece of advice is don't complain constantly to your boyfriend about the kids. So you probably know as well as he does that you have a lot on your plate, you both do, and constantly nagging or complaining that the kids aren't treating you well, that's not going to help anything. All it's going to do is put toxicity and negativity into the relationship. So I'm not saying hold everything inside and build up this wall of resentment. That's not good either. But just try to enjoy things and take it as it is. Enjoy your boyfriend. If the kids don't want anything to do with you, that's out of your control. So your choice is either stay in the relationship as is, be patient, or break up. That's it. Those are the two best choices I can give you. And you'll know in your heart what the right one to do is. Okay, another piece of advice is be kind to the kids no matter what. Even if you sense this attitude, you know, remember that you're the adult and they're kids. So be kind and be polite and have empathy of what they're going through and don't take it personally. No one ever regretted being nice. Think about that. Even if it's not reciprocated, no one ever regretted being nice. Taking the high road is always the right decision. It can be frustrating, but just be patient because in the end, it will turn out well for you. I know it. So before I go on, I want to mention a couple divorce girl smiling partners. First of all, if you're thinking of selling your house or buying a new house or buying your ex out of your house, you've got to call Leslie Glazer. Leslie is a divorce real estate specialist. She's a real estate agent for At Properties, but she has this certification, a specialty in divorce. I just love Leslie. I know her personally. I used her when I sold my house and bought a new house, and she and her partner, Allie, were amazing. I cannot even express what a good experience the whole thing was. Top notch. So Leslie Glazer, you can find her on Divorce Girl Smiling or leslieglazer.com. All right, I'm moving on. I'm going to number five. Have confidence in yourself. What do I mean by that? have confidence in yourself, think about all of the wonderful qualities you have to offer. Remember that once the kids get to know you and once they give you a chance, they're going to see these qualities. So don't let the kids dictate how you feel about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Try to keep your relationship with your boyfriend autonomous from your relationship with the kids. All right, number six, be yourself. So this is interesting. There's a fine line between being sugary nice and being like a suck up and being really distant and mean. So both of those are no good. So just be yourself, be authentic, be nice and just be kind and polite, but don't be a suck up and you don't have to, you know, worry about what they think of you. If they don't like you, it's not personal. It has nothing to do with you. They don't like you because of several different reasons. Let me think of the reasons. Okay. They don't like you because they might feel like they're being disloyal to their mother. They might be jealous of you. They're kids. Think about that. They might hope their parents are going to get back together. They might really like you, but they're shy. They're feeling vulnerable and they're afraid to let someone new into their life. Or they might just want to be alone with their dad, you know? Their parents are divorced, or maybe they just got divorced and they just want to be alone. They want their dad. Not personal at all. So be yourself. Let him have space and be with his kids. If he says to you, you know what? I decided I'm going to go to dinner tonight and it's just going to be me and the kids. Okay, so maybe you want to say, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're doing this to me. I'm so hurt. Don't be. Understand that it's not about you. And if you give him the freedom to just say, you know what? I get it. It's okay because I'm a single parent too and I understand that. Well, don't say that. But if that's your mentality and that's what you're thinking and you just go do something with your friends or have a fun night yourself, tell him to enjoy himself. And I promise you, he will love you a million times more for giving him that freedom. I mean, that freedom is just so important to a divorced person, especially when it comes to the kids. Another tip I have is don't push. Don't say, when am I going to meet the kids? When is this happening? Now, 100% I'm going to admit I am guilty of this. I have done this. And I have done it because I'm excited. I love my boyfriend so much that I want to meet his kids. But it's very bad to push because every time you push, it just might make your guy uncomfortable. And if it's not ready, it's not ready. It will come to you when it's meant to be, when the kids are ready and when it's time. So don't push. Let's see, what else do I have to offer? Be supportive and understanding of the guy, whatever his issues are with his kids, with his ex, with many people vying for his attention. It can get tricky. It can get exhausting. Think about it. You probably have that too. Think about how much you want to be with your kids. You want to be with your boyfriend. You have a job. You want to go see your parents. You want to go to the gym. There's this big pie of all these things you need to do. So you don't need anybody pulling you and nagging you. So don't do that to him either. And then last thing is, if you're really frustrated, ask yourself a simple question. Does this really matter? So think about that. Does this really matter? Isn't this small in the big scheme of things? So let's say you plan to spend the night at your boyfriend's place. His kids threw a fit and said, no way. Do you end up getting mad, stomping out of there and saying, fine, I'm leaving, whatever. No, be nice, say you understand. It's okay to say, you know what, I'm a little hurt, but if this is what you want, I'm not gonna push it. You go home, you say, we try another time and give the kids time. Don't make a big deal out of it. Now, in closing, I will say, I understand that you can't wait forever. And you can decide when you want to throw in the towel, okay? If this stuff is driving you so insane and you can't take it anymore, Maybe it's not the right relationship. But if you truly love the person and you think in your mind it will work out in the end and you're just patient and you keep your eye on the big picture and the future, I think you're going to be just fine. I really think the right attitude makes all the difference. I think kids always come around. I know people who have apologized for the way they treated their parents' significant other when they were kids. They grew up and they said to the person, "I'm really sorry for the way I treated you." And by then, you know, the stepmom is kind of like, "Oh my gosh, really? Like, I got over that about 20 years ago." But the kids felt like bad about it. And so think about that. That's really good insight. So I hope that helps. Before I sign off, I want to talk about two more partners that I really, really like and would highly recommend. The first one is Affiliates in Counseling, which is also has the Center for Divorce Recovery and offers individual counseling, couples therapy, children and family therapy, adolescent therapy, and they are wonderful. I have known Jason Price, the founder, for like 10 years or something, and he has a group of therapists who are all just so dedicated and passionate about helping people. And they have offices in Barrington, Naperville, the city, Northbrook. I think that might be it. They might have one more in Buffalo Grove. Center for Divorce Recovery. And then the last person I want to mention is, are you considering mediation for your divorce? Because if you are, I would definitely call CEL and Associates, Ellen Feldman and Brian James. I love them. I have known them for over a decade. They are so dedicated. Ellen is an attorney. Brian is a parenting coordinator. They work so well together. They've been in business since 2008 together, helping couples get divorced really a lot quicker than litigation and much less expensive. And I really would put my faith in them if I were you. So with that said, I want to tell you to hang in there. These kids are not going to make you unhappy. So if you're dating a guy with kids and it's driving you crazy, think about some of the things I said. You're going to be just fine if you just be you and let it roll off you and enjoy your relationship. If you want to learn more, you are listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. And you can visit divorcegirlsmiling.com. Thanks a million for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.